paint the sky like a photo, yeah. And baby, we should never know this. If we don't, if we won't try. We could live a life full of color. If you won't, let me know. We'll escape through pigeonhole. It's our world, so go, girl, let's get it on.
Well, I know that it's only time, but let me see what's on your mind. I could see what's on your mind.
What's on your mind?
Why are you so damn cute, like a fool? Tell me I won't die.
Why?
What's on your mind?
What's on your mind?
Happy, yeah.
Hello, this is CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Word on the Street. We're broadcasting from UBC on the unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Sparse studio again. This exam season is really killing our participation, I guess, in the collective. But I'm Isaac, and I'm here with...
Lexus.
And Isia.
Good to have everyone here.
Everyone.
Us three. Eric himself, I know he's got an exam. He couldn't make it out today either. And we're going to talk about a few things today. We're going to talk about Coachella. We're going to talk about Nardwar a bit and Cardi B again because I want to.
Isaac wants to clarify.
Yeah. I felt like last week I wasn't articulate enough and I left out a couple things about Cardi. And now that Nardwar did the interview with him somehow, I mean with her, sorry, with Cardi B somehow, we should talk about it anyway. Isia, do you want to explain what we did on Friday with Nardwar anyway?
So basically a while ago we met him. Well, Isaac actually met him a while ago, but like a month or two ago we met him and he was like, you can sit on my show sometime and if you like want to learn stuff. And he was gone at South by Southwest for a while, so it couldn't happen. But finally on Friday we got to sit in on his radio show, Nardwar this Human Serviette, which is 3:30 to 5 on Fridays. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was just really cool. Like, I thought we would just sit in the corner and just kind of watch him do his thing, but he was like super interactive and showed us how to like use records and play them like live on air and like queue up records. And like, we've been using digital, so like it was cool to know that there's like other ways. And he talked to us for a bit. We gave him presents. He loved them.
Yeah,
he,
like, we gave him presents.
We gave him presents.
What was it?
We gave him a Cramps record, the Gravest Hits, because his name, the Human Serviette, is from
Human
the
Fly.
Yeah, the song The Human Fly.
Cool.
Yeah.
So he was like, ah. And then we got him like two random singles that were like in the 99-cent bin.
And he loved the one that we found. That there's Canadian only probably one copy of.
Yeah, it's like Calgary and the Yukon. Like, those are the names of the two songs. yeah, and like he asked us a couple of questions about the like records, and it was just interesting to see like his like. He like his character is him but like two notches up, and like he's so dedicated to it. And like I think he has like a mission when he goes into interviews and everything. Like, he won't like veer off the track at all. Like, even if you watch interviews with celebrities, like sometimes, especially the Brockhampton one, because they're fans of him, they like ask him questions and he just like ignore. Like, he's like,
I guess
no.
You like, you also see it in like interviews of like where the artists are like assholes.
Yeah,
and he'll just like keep on going. Like he's like he's got so much dedication.
Yeah. And we also spent a lot of time taking photos because he's a particular about his lighting.
We didn't even ask. He was the one who wanted the photos
to be
perfect.
He's like, we need photos. And, like, it literally took 30 minutes.
Oh, my God. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
And the guy who was taking the pictures, he also took videos. But I think it was Narwar's idea because he did that thing. You know, the thing he does at the end of the videos when he does the freeze frame.
Yeah.
He did that to us a few times.
I was so confused. I'm like, why is this photo taking so long?
Yeah.
It's a video.
Yeah. But he was pretty thrilled because I don't think usually he gets gifts. Mm-hmm. I know the Heyer brothers gave him a bunch of stuff recently, and he was so happy.
Like,
in
did
that
you spend money on this? We're like, yeah. And he's like, what? He's like, why?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. And then after we went to Winona Forever, their show at the Russian Hall, that was fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, how was that?
It was really cool. It's like,
it looked awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the Russian Hall, like, it makes you feel like you're in, like, a high school gym.
Is that the one that's, like, it's, like, by Canby or whatever station? Not Canby.
It's like pretty.
It's like
Astoria.
By the.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
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 It's it's like a gym and there's like chairs everywhere.
Yeah. So it's that's just funny.
It felt like a church.
Yeah. It's like a church basement though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was not just Winona Forever. It was also
Club Sofa.
Supreme Love.
Love Supreme.
I love Supreme. Love Supreme.
Club Sofa and Wild Like Birds.
Wind Up Birds.
Wind Up Birds.
Trash City. All together. That's what they're called. I saw them all at 333 in January. Mm-hmm. Now Winona Forever is going on a tour across Canada on their way to Montreal because they're going to be in Montreal for a bit. So they're going all the big cities. So that's pretty cool. And I also talked to the lead singer of Club Sofa. Yeah. I'm going to try to get them on through the summer. So that would be nice.
Montreal's like the place where people go and like grow as musicians for so like Mac went like Grimes, I feel like she went to Montreal for a bit. I feel like a lot of people just Cadence Weapon, he went to Montreal for a bit, didn't
he did.
Oh yeah. No kidding,
they have like a really good music scene over there, so I feel like everyone's like, maybe if we stay here for a while we'll get more traction. So it's interesting.
Yeah, because most of the big artists from Canada do come out of Montreal or Toronto. There's not really huge Vancouver names yet. Mm-hmm. It's getting better, and I hope it keeps getting better, but it's definitely still not a hot spot.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
Anyway, moving on. So I'm kind of confused how Nardwar actually interviewed Cardi B, because both times when we talked to him, he was so frustrated because he couldn't get Cardi B, and he said, they don't think I'm legit. He always says that. He's like, her agents don't think I'm legit. They don't know I'm legit, which is kind of weird because he's interviewed so many people, right?
Yeah.
You would think by now people just know. mm-hmm. but it's still a hassle for him sometimes. So I'm thinking he must have left Saturday morning, the day after we were with him. He just flew out there and then got the interview, and then he probably just came home.
Well, I'm sure he got a bunch. Like, you couldn't go to Coachella to just interview one.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's there. It's like South by Southwest. He got like a gajillion yeah. people.
But I don't know. It's weird he didn't mention it because he was telling us so much. And he...
Secret.
No, yeah. has a secret. He didn't want to spoil it.
Yeah.
But... Well, I wanted to say about Cardi B. I'm going to keep this brief because I know I...
Oh, wait. Before you start, I'm just going to say that I thought that the interview with Cardi B was quite funny. I thought that she had that little bit at the end where she was like... If you like me, blah, blah, blah. But if you don't like me, and then she's like saying a bunch of obscene stuff. And it was just the longest sentence ever. It was very strange, but now it's like all over Twitter. It's very funny that a lot of like small clips from Nardwar's interviews get like go viral, like go mm-hmm. around, but they're usually just like him holding the microphone up to it's like not like Nardwar actually talking. So I feel like that's like.
Yeah, or the reaction.
Yeah. Just the reaction. A lot of the reactions are pretty popular. But yeah, that was funny, and I saw that all over Twitter.
Yeah, I definitely. Appreciate that he hustled so much to get that interview. I'm glad that he did, but I don't think it changes my opinion much on her. I was a bit more entertained than usual, and I think it made me realize, oh, like, she has some pretty interesting influences. I was surprised some of the gifts he brought out, so I thought that was cool. But what I was gonna say about Cardi was before the Nardwar interview is that the head of TDE, Top Dog Entertainment, Kendrick's label, Punch, tweeted Cardi B as Tupac, and then everybody was like, oh, what are you saying, right? And he backed it up, and he made some interesting points that Cardi B's upbringing was similar to Tupac's, and they have this similar sort of ambiance as an artist, that they have this personality that you can't get enough of, or at least some people think so. But I don't know. I just wanted to follow up on what I said last week. That
can you just recap what you said last week for people who didn't listen?
Yeah, sure. So I just think that Cardi B is being compared a lot, or comparing herself to these artists. And I think that it's a bit too early for her to do that. I think that's totally appropriate later on. But she just had her major, you know, commercial debut album. Why are you making all these comparisons so early? We don't even compare all these other artists that have been around for so long. And too often, rappers try to compare themselves to Tupac. And I just thought, oh, if we're going to make those comparisons, we should compare them to other artists, and we should just wait. So that's
I guess I'll have to do a little bit of a follow-up, maybe later in Cardi B's career.
Yeah, down the road, when we're still all here.
To see if Isaac's prove wrong.
Yeah, I guess we'll see, but...
But it's not like her music that you have like a problem.
No,
with
I mean,
did
I don't.
Did you enjoy her album?
I haven't listened to the whole thing. I don't love it, but I think she is one of the best female rappers out there right now, because there's not an abundance of female rappers for sure. I think one other thing to say about it, and Fantana was talking about this a bit, I think it was on Let's Argue. There's this weird reality that one huge female rapper can sort of only exist at one time. Although Nicki Minaj is back now too, it's just kind of strange that, you know, with male rappers, there's so many all the time, but whenever there's a female rapper, it seems like there's one that's always in the spotlight.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting too.
But I think that oftentimes it's because people will like compare them, and you don't see that a lot even with like male rappers, because there are a lot of like even like SoundCloud rappers that like find their
literally
way to fame,
the same.
Just like and they all sound the exact same. But then if you have like Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, people will be like, oh, who do you like better out of the two of them, or who do you think is like gonna do better this year?
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely, they're so comparable.
Yeah,
you can see a lot of similarities just with the personality and the way they talk and the way they rap too. I think they're pretty similar.
But I feel like, I guess Nicki Minaj was kind of silly back in the day.
She was.
Her, like,
she
pink
the kooky
wigs
outfits
and like
yeah.
The, But like in a different way. I feel like Cardi B, like I never saw Nicki Minaj's like actual personality when she was talking. Like she was always just like,
she's pretty professional.
Yeah, she's
actually.
Like pretty grounded and just was like pretty nice, work hard. But Cardi B's like
if you hate
which
me,
I also
then,
enjoy
blah, blah,
too.
Blah.
But I feel like they have different personalities, like despite their clothes.
Yeah, of course.
Hair and everything, but. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like the comparisons suck, and people always do that, though. They always, like, pit women against each other and are like, pick one. And you're like, there's literally all this space. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. It's fine. And I know, back like the Tupac thing, like, I feel like everyone just compare, like, says ridiculous, like, crazy stuff about them all the time. Like, and like, just in rap in general, people are always like, I'm this.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I never thought too much about it. Like, I don't literally take it as Cardi B waking up and being like, I am the next Tupac.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
This is my awakening. Like, I think it was just like, this is clever line.
I think
let's
that,
throw it out there.
Yeah, for sure. I think that if we look through like SoundCloud rappers, you'll find probably lyrics like that. But I think that because Cardi B is so like, she's actually like all over social media and stuff, yeah, like that, I feel like that's why we're like talking about it right now. But I'm sure that's like the basis of rap, like a lot of it is like, oh, I make millions of dollars, and I like, yeah, like I'm sure that a lot of these people who are releasing their second song on SoundCloud aren't actually like making millions of, yeah, dollars. But I guess like comparably, Cardi B is doing really, really well right now. But it's just like alongside like her personality, which is also part of why she's doing so well right now. I think that's why it's like easy to pinpoint lyrics like that and be like, wow, really, Cardi B.
That's true. I will say, I think she has much more of a right to say it than some random SoundCloud, yeah, rapper, for sure. But, and I do see the similarities in just that constant wanting to know what's going on with them and you want to know what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I just don't think, if you really know Tupac's history, not just as a musician, but as an influencer, I don't think that there's anybody that you should really try to compare him to at this point, at least.
Mm-hmm.
When I was thinking about it, though, somebody that stood out to me a lot more than Cardi is Kanye. And I could see that being, you know, a better comparison, in my opinion.
Right.
But I still don't think...
But if we're talking on the level of, like, people making, like, saying things about themselves that, yeah, they shouldn't be saying, like, Kanye West is known for being very arrogant. So I feel, yeah, like that's, like, that's, like, very similar, I guess, to say, even if he's not saying he's Tupac.
Yeah.
Yeah. He, like, doesn't he, like, I'm God? Like,
yeah.
He has a song. Yeah.
Yeah, like,
he's not Tupac,
he's a church,
yeah,
man. He's a Christian, the Catholic Church, like, ranting, yeah, at Kanye right now. I don't know. Probably.
Maybe we'll get, like, a Cardi B hologram past our generation. Like,
oh,
when
my God. Holograms are the worst. Maybe we can talk about that later. I hate
Well,
holograms.
We're going to talk about Coachella later, so we can talk about, yeah, okay, the Tupac segue hologram if we want.
Segue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys? Oh, yeah. PSAs anytime soon?
Yeah, sure. But let's cut to PSA, an ad, and we're gonna play a couple songs too.
Yep. And then we'll come back.
And we'll come back with some Coachella talk.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. You're listening to We're on the Street.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Night's work well done, and so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You?
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm just going to introduce this next song here. This is a local artist. Her name is Aileen Wu. You could find her on SoundCloud by the name Woohoo. That's W-U-H-O-O. Just if you're curious how to spell that. And this song is called Summer Lovin'. Enjoy.
Let's keep the pace, we'll be going places we said. Summer loving, tending to winter loving, sipping on coffee in the city, you're so lovely. Summer loving, little bit less heartbreak will be so nice, but if you can't help it, that is alright, I won't lie.
Yeah.
Hello, hello, we're back. Thank you, Icia. We're back. This is We're on the Street, 101.9 FM, CITR. And you just heard Cold Case by Winona Forever. Before that, it was Some 11 by Aileen Wu. And now we're going to move on. We're going to talk about Coachella a little bit. So, initial thoughts, just in general.
Just as like a caveat, this is coming from three people who have never been to Coachella.
They're salty.
Yeah, we probably will not be able to afford Coachella within the next, who knows how many years. But yeah, that being said, there was like a lot of pretty interesting news that was surrounding Coachella even before it started, because prior to the actual festival itself, which ran this past weekend and will be running again next weekend, Coachella was sued due to like a radius clause. So what a radius clause is it's like it pretty much stops people in surrounding states, which extends to Oregon. It was an Oregon-based festival that was trying to sue them because nobody in within 1,300 miles of Indio, California, between December of 2017 and May of 2018, are allowed to book artists that are singing at Coachella at their own festivals. So that super limits a lot of people. And like again, these people aren't even like right beside them. These people are in Oregon, the people who sued them. So that was pretty crummy, I guess. Any thoughts?
Yeah, stuff like that sucks because like, as much as I'm rooting for this small Oregon music festival, like going against a monster, like a massive festival like Coachella that makes so much money and like can pay for all the lawyers is pretty, probably pretty impossible for everyone who's like battling it.
Yeah.
So that sucks when like big, I don't know, big companies or big anything like try and get a monopoly over everything. Especially like music festivals aren't, I don't know, I feel like if you're going to a smaller one and you're like, I can't make it to the small music festival, I'll just pay like all the money to go. Like, I feel like that's not the mindset of a lot of people. It's just like, oh, I guess I just won't go to any festival now because I can't afford the one that's happening near me. So that sucks. I don't know. Coachella is just an interesting, it's like more than a music festival. It's like a fashion display. It's a cultural just event that's like everyone goes to. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's not a single person I follow on Instagram who is, like, at least a bit famous that wasn't there.
Yeah, if you're above, as I was saying, if you're above, like, a C-list, D-list celebrity even, and you're not at Coachella right now, then you're getting such bad FOMO because all of your gal pals are probably there with their space buns.
And I always wonder, like, it's so, like, I was... Millie, the girl from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
I saw her, like, outfit
breakdown.
Isn't she,
like, 14?
She's, like, 14, but her shirt's, like, set, like, 500. She's wearing, like, a t-shirt with a butterfly on it. It's, like, $500.
That's
I'm, like, just, like, the wealth, like, of Coachella. Yeah. Like,
it's a lot.
All the money. And, like, I see the people in the first row, and I'm, like, how did you get there? Like,
yeah.
Literally, how much money, how much, how did you get to the front
At
row?
At normal
like,
people
Beyonce?
Festivals, you have to work to stay in the front row all day.
Yeah, you have to suffer in the sun and, like, get dehydrated and, like, almost lose your life.
That's how it is, though.
Yeah.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I know. I still would go. I still want to go.
There's also, like, a little bit of problematic news because a lot of celebrities who were there who support, who openly support, like, LGBTQ rights and are anti-gun were criticized because the founder of Coachella was known to be very, is known, I think he's still alive, is known to be very anti-LGBTQ and also pro-gun. So I think that a lot of, like, celebrities were getting a lot of backlash for that.
Yeah. I saw the argument that, like, but they're there to support, they're also supporting the artists who are, like, there are a lot of LGBTQ artists and, like, Brockhampton, like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So,
totally.
I don't know. That's, like, a interesting one. Because, like, even though he is anti-LGBTQ, it's not really reflected in the lineup.
Yeah,
that's
totally.
So true.
But, like, it could be reflected in where the Coachella money goes to.
Yeah,
so, like,
that's true.
That's the hard part, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't actually know that until I had read the news about it. So I'm sure that a lot of these people, especially these like celebrities who are there
aren't,
to hang out with all of their rich friends,
aren't
Googling
the ethics of Coachella like the week before they go. Probably not.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, for me, one of the big reasons I would want to go, I want to see Eminem because he was one of the first artists I was really into. I thought it was really cool that he brought out 50 Cent and Dr. Dre because they weren't even in the lineup, right? And he
That's
just
cool.
brought them out. because Jimmy Kimmel went to Coachella just to talk to him so he could get Eminem to read some mean tweets on the stage, and he read them out, and I was like, oh, I miss the old Eminem. And then he did some throwback songs, and then he incorporated some of the lyrics from The Real Slim Shady or like My Name Is, and then he brought out Dre, and then he like brought out 50, and
that's so fun.
Yeah. But the crowd still looked whack. I know Tyler called out the crowd, and all the videos I have seen,
there was a lot of crowd calling.
Just I don't know what you call it.
I know Amine,
it's like anti-heckling. It's like when the artist heckles the crowd.
Like Amine, like he's made a point at all, like he did it on his NPR. Amine, that's how you say it, right?
Yeah.
He did it at his NPR Tiny Desk concert as well, where he's like, if you're white, don't say the N-word. Like, he, like, says it in the line. So, and, like, it's super funny because everyone's like, oh, crap, I can't. And, can we just talk about, like, Beyonce? Did anyone see hers? Like, I watched, like, half of it this morning because I was like, I have to
see this.
It was
a lot. Yeah.
It's, like, the sheer amount of work, like...
Yeah, it's so intricate.
It's insane. Mm-hmm. Like,
there's so much detail.
There's so many people and, like, so many moving parts. Apparently, I saw this thing that, like, even her nail color changed and, like, the costume changes.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
Her nails are different.
And it seems like she didn't make a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we wouldn't be able to tell, I think, even if she did.
Yeah. She would just fix it.
Yeah.
I remember the Super Bowl, she, like, fell. At the Super Bowl, she fell, but she caught herself and she made it look like it was
a
so good.
Dance move.
Yeah. I don't know, like... I saw something that was like, it's really hard to hate Beyonce. You have to like physically try. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's so much talent. And, like, I don't know.
For sure. She's probably coming to Vancouver, right?
With Jay-Z, yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
and they're just such a like power couple, and they've like managed to profit and like.
Profit.
I don't know. Like,
to make
they're,
money.
Like he cheated on her. Like, they turned that into two great albums. Like, and like many interviews, and like the whole world like is like, oh my God, how could Jay-Z do this to Beyonce? But like. While their net worth is like $400 billion, like
they're both getting close to being, I think. Well, together they're more than a billion at this point. Mm-hmm. So,
money. That's insane. Crazy.
We were talking about Vince Staples before.
I love Vince.
Because
you want to explain?
I want to be your best friend. Okay, so basically, Vince Staples. He's a rapper. He's from the Long Beach.
Yeah,
as
LBC.
He says in North many times. Anyways, so he's like really outspoken and just kind of says what he wants, and like he's gotten a lot of flack for a lot of the stuff he said. And recently, this is the part, in my opinion, the least controversial thing he's ever said. It's like very straightforward.
Yeah, he says a lot.
But like all he said was like, R. Kelly is like a pedophile, like a molester, and he like pees on people, and like he's an awful person. It's all true. And like a cult leader, like R. Kelly literally has a cult, and he like preys on little people, like little young people, and like makes them it's actually, if you go into it, literally insane. I can't believe he didn't come up in our artist separating from person, because he's literally the worst, I can't imagine, like, this man's crazy. I don't know where he came from, but anyways, Vince Staples was just mentioned it, and then the interviewer was all like, oh, don't say that.
Don't
like,
get me fired.
Don't get me fired. And Vince was like, what do you mean? Like, he's an awful person. I'm a better person than him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everyone was like, I know Vince Staples, wow. And he was like, this isn't even that funny. Like, he's like,
and R. Kelly called himself the Pied Piper.
Literally called himself
the
person who, like, attracts children. I hate
Anyways, disgusting.
That was part of the best part of Coachella, was Vince Staples saying that. He's just an interesting. He said a lot. He said some controversial stuff about Tupac, too.
He said a lot of different things. About
But like what he said, it wasn't actually, I think a lot of what he says gets taken out of context. Because I remember what he said about some older rappers was not that they weren't as good. It was like they just weren't as popular. He was just like, rap is way more popular now than it was then. So obviously the rappers now are bigger, just in their context. And everyone's like, oh, you're saying you're better than Tupac. He's like, no, I'm just saying that like rap now is a way more popular genre than it was in the 90s. Like on the 90s, it was like. Almost like a form, like an alt, like an alternative section of music, and now it's like the mainstream. So we got 13-year-old white girls on Twitter. I don't know, Bad Baby, that other one who's like thinks she's black.
There's a couple,
and that like
some
small
really...
9-year-old
who, is that one?
Who I don't know. She's small. She's literally 9 years
who's
old.
Who's this?
I don't know. I saw her this morning. She's like, I got a car. I got. This nice house, and you guys, you hate her. She's literally 9 years old.
Yeah. No.
I'm like, you can't drive. I can't drive. You really can't drive.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Dang.
I know how I got here. What were we even talking about?
We were talking about Vince Staples, but now we're calling out ourselves. We're calling out the young kids.
I think Vince is definitely one of those personalities, though. He deserves more attention because he's actually so funny.
I liked him before I liked his music.
Probably. Yeah, he makes very intelligent points, but I think a lot of people oversee it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's funny. Watch his Hot Wings interview.
Watch the GQ stuff.
Oh, yeah, all the GQ stuff. His thing with Eric Andre, that was funny, too.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of quality Vince content. He's overrated. He's straight edge, too, which is interesting. He's never drank or done a drug in his life, so.
That's so cute.
But he always jokes about it.
Yeah.
No, he's actually straight edge.
And, yeah, in one of his videos, he's like, I'm all about commitment. If you're going to do drugs, you got to smoke crack. He's like, you can't go halfway. He's like, you can't just be, like, drinking. He's like, you got to go all the way. Well, yeah, I know he's straight edge, which is another interesting thing. I don't know if there's like a whole straight edge culture in like rap, but in like heavy music there's like a very like straight edge bands, like they'll be like, we're all straight edge, and like none of us have ever drank or smoked, which is interesting.
That is pretty interesting.
Yeah,
Fantana straight edge too.
True. And vegan. Pure. Yeah.
Pure. Oh, that is sweet.
Melon yeah. Boy.
Do we know any vegan rappers?
Vegan rappers, dang, I don't know.
I'm not aware of any.
I think that'd be sweet.
Vegan rap.
Have some rhymes about it, you know?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I know, like, Russell Brand is vegan. He's a comedian, though. He's not a rapper. He was on Hot Ones, and he ate vegan chicken wings instead of real chicken wings. That's why I know this. That's interesting. I hope there's some vegan rappers. Like, a vegan mixtape. There's a Wendy's mixtape.
Casey Veggies. But I don't think he's a vegan, but the name.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on to another Adam PSA, and then we'll figure out what we're going to talk about next. Stay tuned.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire, Cheetos, fleece material, and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute. Just visit CITR.ca/Discorder/contribute. You can grab it around town or read it at Discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Thank you. hate to break bread. Think about the way that you would feel if never said.
Joke's on you, it's time to come through. Well, if she had to choose me or her mom, I know I wouldn't last long, yeah. No problem with the truth. But when she made me laugh, doom, doom, right to my tomb. My love is not to be in a place where life is easy. Like, what the fuck is real? What the fuck is wrong? I think I can fit with your tone. Like,
oh, I think about you.
Joke's on you, well, it's time to come through. Time to come through. Time to come through. Time to come through. You know I wanna be everything that you need. Starting to see, you know I wanna be above everything, but I'm just not there
before this. You ditch me like my friends, and if they push me to the edge, then I'll come back swinging. My parents keep screaming, so I never get sleep. Broke my mirror into pieces, cause all I see is ugly. Skin all fucked, I'm just a big misunderstanding. So I'll just go back later and wait until the train come. I fucking hate you. Is that what you wanted me to say? Love the past half year didn't happen in my five stars. Started getting high more, sleeping on my friend's floor for the time being, but I don't need more. Time I need
need a sign or something that'll tell me not to quit. It's not my time, doors closed, shut it home. Ever felt this alone since before? And now that you're gone, I'm on my own, holding chrome in the corner of this closet, waiting for my phone when my mama called, begging me to stop it. I'm lost.
Hello, hello, we are back. This is CITR 101.9 FM, and you're listening to Word on the Street. You just heard which song? Which song?
Switchblade by Roy Blair.
Thank you. And now we're going to talk about personalities, because we figured if we're talking about, you know, Cardi B, if we're talking about Vince Staples, we want to talk about some of our favorite musical personalities. So who wants to start us off?
I was talking about this, I don't think I talked about this on there, but I talked about this after last week's show, mm-hmm. and I was talking about how even just like SoundCloud rappers get a lot of their following because they're funny or just edgy on Twitter. And I use the example of Lil Pump because, again, I don't know very much about hip-hop music itself, but prior to me actually hearing about Lil Pump on the news, not in the news, but, like, on the internet, a friend of mine had sent me a bunch of Lil Pump tweets and would say, like, oh, this guy's super funny, and he's, like, gonna make it big.
Oh, really?
And all of his tweets were, like, how much he hates Walmart. So, one of them is like, me and Smoke Perp slapped a coworker at Walmart, which would imply, of course, that he worked at Walmart. So yeah. I don't think he meant that. But and then he'll just like say a lot of obscene things like at Walmart, which is super funny. And then one thing that really got really popular was when he said that he wanted to sleep with iCarly.
Yeah, I was gonna say. So funny.
And then he like reiterated it again like a couple months later. He was like, oh yeah, but I still want to sleep with iCarly. And then a picture came up on his Twitter of him and Miranda Cosgrove, which the internet just went absolutely nuts for.
It's so funny.
Yeah, I think that's so funny. That even just like somebody who's like, he like looks pretty silly too, so I think that like kind of helps his whole personality, but yeah, I love that.
I feel like any celebrity just saying anything madly funny gets amplified by the fact that they're famous, especially if it's like from someone you don't expect. Like, there's a video of Rick Ross where you're like, how are you doing? And he's like, you know, I'm like eating pears now, like a pear. Like, I can't say it the way he does, but it's so funny. He's just like sitting there with no shirt on talking about pears. Yeah. And like, I don't know, something about that is like prime comedy. And as we mentioned earlier, Vince obviously is, like, I don't know. Before I even liked his music, I just thought he had, like, a very funny personality. And, like, I just listened to his, like, radio interviews, which are, like, an hour long, just because he's hilarious. And, like, I think I liked the idea of Tyler, the Creator, before I even liked Tyler, just because he's, like, so, his clothes and, like, he's so loud and I don't know.
Yeah. I think that happens a lot with me, just because, like, I'm on the internet more than I listen to hip-hop music. So, like, I'll like, mm-hmm. like, a hip-hop artist's like tweets or something, and I'll think that's super funny, mm-hmm. and then I'll be like, cool, now I'll listen to their music.
Same, honestly. I've done that with a lot of bands.
Yeah,
it's like good marketing technique.
Oh yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Just an interesting person, and I will listen
just
to
tweet
you.
Everything you think.
Yeah. Don't be offensive though.
Yeah.
It can be very detrimental.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kanye's Twitter is back.
Yes, this is what made us think about this.
I just wanted to read out an old tweet, but one of my favorites from him in the past. I hate it when I'm on a flight and I wake up with a water bottle next to me, like, oh, great, now I gotta be responsible for this water bottle.
It's funny to see just, like, celebrities in general tweeting just about, like, normal things, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not sure if any of you guys follow Cher on Twitter. Yeah, not a hip-hop artist, but
like,
Cher
her,
is...
like, capitalization.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
she is
marks.
So funny on Twitter. She's also very interested in, like, American politics.
Yeah, whenever she's like, Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So and her tweets are just, like, the most, like, old people found out how to use Twitter tweets of all time. Yeah. She'll, like, capitalize some words and not capitalize others, and she'll put, like, emojis at the end of every line, and then she'll just have, like, multiple line tweets. It's so funny. And there was this one tweet that I remember of her where she tweeted a picture of herself in a onesie. Like, somebody took the picture for her, and it just said, goodnight, dot, dot, dot. I think that's so funny. And she'll retweet a lot of stuff from her fans, but her fan base, of course, is, like, a lot of middle-aged women. So it'll be like, oh, Cher, please notice me. And it'll be like a mom, and she'll just like retweet them. It is very funny. She has a very active Twitter.
Yeah.
I'll have to give her a follow.
Yeah, no, she's funny.
She is.
And, like, people will, like, be like, you don't know how to do this. And she's like, oh, excuse me. And, like, yeah. will, like, retaliate. And it's just, especially, yeah. like, the Trump supporters will, like, mm-hmm. come for her. Because she, like, tweets a lot of anti-Trump stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So it's funny. Mm-hmm. I feel like, especially, like, bands I've liked growing up, if they were, especially when, like, you met them, if they were nicer and, like, really cool, it just made me like them even more. Like, mm-hmm. this one band called Stray From The Path that I was obsessed with in high school. I think I've seen them, like, literally six times. And, like, by the third time I saw them, the guitarist was like, I know, like, you're that person who's always here. And I was like, oh, my God, they remember me. And, like, ever since then, I was like, this is my favorite band. And I had, like, six shirts, and, like, I was obsessed. So I feel like, I don't know, people who are also, like, personal with their fans and are, like,
mm-hmm. definitely.
I actually make an effort to, like, I know it's obviously, like, not hard to do, especially the bigger you get. And I understand that mm-hmm. people can't just, like, spend all their time trying to meet people, because that's probably very draining. But, mm-hmm. like, the little things, you're like, oh, that's so nice. Like,
yeah, definitely.
They acknowledge.
It's definitely nice to see some artists I've been following who aren't that big still. And then when fans go to the shows, they'll take pictures and be, oh, thanks for the show. And then they'll retweet it. Just even little things like that.
Yeah.
It can really make your day, you know? It's
like, or just, oh, like, even, God. Like, liking, like, yeah. your fans' tweets and yeah. stuff. Just, like, acknowledging them is always, like, super nice. And also, like, it doesn't, like, hurt to do that, you know?
Yeah. Like, again, like, yeah, like, the internet stuff, like, you can literally just, like,
yeah, it's so easy.
As long as it's nothing problematic, but if it's like, I love you at Kanye West, and Kanye West were to like it, like, everyone would go nuts.
Yeah. yeah. And also, like, people, I know, like, One Direction, they have people who tweet them all day long.
Yeah, that's
and they
true.
Just, it's so saturated that they literally can't.
Like, that is what happens.
Yeah. So for some people, it's impossible, which is fair. Like, I don't expect, I don't know, people to come, like, after a show on tour, you're tired and, like, you're outside meeting 5 gajillion excited people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's like, this is random, but there was a photographer, and he, like, is a super famous photographer in his music scene. I forget his name, but basically someone gave him, like, razors in an envelope mm-hmm. and was like, I stopped cutting because of you. And he was like, don't give me this stuff. Like, he's like, this is really dark. Like, I don't, like, I appreciate, like, the sentiment, but he's like, what are you doing? So I feel like, I don't know, people can go overboard and, like.
Definitely.
And I think that's what happens when people, like, become, like, uber famous.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, you don't see as much, like, interaction from, like, even, like, big hip-hop artists like Kanye West and stuff like that, just because, like, I'm sure it is, like, for, like, a safety issue.
Yeah, you're
bad
mobbed, like, there's no way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious if these older artists that aren't around anymore, that aren't super active on social media, what they would be like. Because Eminem, very recently, the past week, since Coachella started doing Twitter himself.
That is so funny.
It's really funny because he's, the first thing he said, oh, most people think I don't tweet, but I tweeted this one. And he has some punctuation mistakes. And then he's tweeted 2 selfies, and you can just see, like, a fraction of his face, and it's really blurry. And he clearly, like, doesn't know how to use it, but it's pretty interesting.
Funny.
So it would be definitely be intriguing to see, oh, what if Tupac was on Twitter? Or what if John Lennon was on Twitter? What if it was around?
What
they would say, you know?
Even, like, older celebrities were, like, I feel like Will Smith right now is, like, harnessing social media.
He's taking, like, over every platform.
Yeah, and, like, I feel like even if his movies, I don't know when the last time Will Smith made, like, a quality movie, not to be mean.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's back to high relevance because he's, like, making a lot of random short videos on, like, Instagram and stuff.
But I think it's also because they're more, like, reminiscent of why people started liking Will Smith anyway.
That's
you know?
Because
I'm sure that him doing that, whatever that Netflix cop movie was that he
did, my God.
That was, like, really lame. I'm sure people, like, don't elves. Like, people, like, don't like Will Smith because of that. People, like, enjoy Will Smith because he was, like, silly in the 90s, and he's, like, he's very, like, nostalgic for a lot of people, I find. So.
I had to watch that movie twice.
Why?
For some reason, the people in my family enjoy that movie. I was like,
this is so bad. Like,
it's ridiculous. The soundtrack, like, everything was just, it's like a metaphor for racism. Like, it totally is. It's like a one big metaphor. It's
That's so funny.
But you're definitely right. His personality on social media now, especially YouTube and Instagram,
mm-hmm.
it reminds me so much of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, exactly.
I just see that 90s Will Smith.
Yeah.
And
Take
it's
notes,
really
Eminem.
Refreshing.
Old people can do it too.
Yeah, and, like, I know Jaden Smith, I feel like he was interesting because his Twitter is just ridiculous. And, like, Shia LaBeouf, like, all the random stuff he does.
Oh, yeah, Shia LaBeouf had, like, a bit of, like, an up and down, though.
He had, like,
I think.
A live stream.
Yeah.
Like, a permanent live stream.
That was funny.
Or like the live stream of him just watching all his movies.
Oh, and oh my God.
He's so precious.
Yeah.
He like went kind of crazy, but he
got a lot of hate for a period of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was always good with him, you know?
Yeah.
I don't have a problem. I've
been there for Shia since day one. It's Holes.
Transformers. Been there for you. Oh, Holes. Yeah. That's true.
There's that like really popular gif of him like crying during on that live stream during Holes. And he was like watching it. That was really sweet.
It's great. That movie is so multifaceted. No, this isn't a movie channel, but like the stories within the story and that I can fix that, heartbreaking.
Yeah.
The movie ruins me. It's
shout
amazing.
Out to Holes.
Great book too. Great
yeah,
book.
Great book. Great. Yeah. I remember in middle school, like half the kids got to read Holes and half the kids had to read the Underground Railway to Canada or something. I think that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And like the Underground Railway one was for the quote-unquote smarter kids or whatever, and for some reason I don't know,
had to read Holes.
I was so mad because I'm like, they get to read Holes, it's a fun book, I have to read about slavery, like this is not fair. I was upset in sixth grade, so why'd you do that to me?
Anyway, we're gonna wrap up here
there with something completely not music related.
Very random
tangent.
We love
Holes. Love you,
Shia. So thank you for listening again.
Yeah,
I think we're going to only have one more show with the regulars, and that'll be next week. Maybe two.
I don't know if I will
I'll make
be
it to
here.
Two.
I may be on a plane. Maybe.
Maybe
but
three.
Possibly.
Just to those of you who are listening, know that it's going to be different in the summer, but we're going to try to keep it going with people who are around here.
Yeah.
But a lot of our members are not from Vancouver and are away.
Yeah.
But we're going to do our best, and I'm going to try to be here as much as I can. This has been We're on the Street.
Next up, we have Flex Your Head.
Flex Your Head is next, yep. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.